You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Building that no one When I stand before that judgment bomb. Oh, and when the book shall open wide in that morning, by and by, oh, my record, oh, my record, it will be there.
Open. want it?
Well, you got it.
Come on, you want some of this?
You're the big way.
The anointed one.
Mississippi, where I'm from, we used to sing songs like this. Listen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
I got him on my mind.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
I got him on my mind.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
I got him on my
got Jesus. Let me tell y'all, I got Jesus, yeah. Whenever you see me waving my hand, yo. When you see me waving my hand, yo, yeah. When you see me waving my hand,
I got Him on my mind.
Change some plans, I got Jesus, yeah. Whenever you see me clapping my hands, I got it. Whenever you see me clapping my hands, y'all. Whenever you see me clapping my hands, I got Jesus. Shake your glass, I got Jesus. Yeah. Whenever you see me cut my step, I got it. When you see me cut my step, I got Jesus. Oh, whenever you see me cut my step, I got Jesus. Oh, I got Jesus, yeah. And by that time, somebody will get happy and get the microphone and begin to praise God and say words like this. Listen, church, I got it on my mind. I got Jesus.
I got it on my mind.
I got it on my mind.
I got Jesus.
I got it on my mind.
I got it on my mind.
The reason why
I got it on my mind.
I got it on my mind.
I got it on my mind.
I can't make it,
I got it on my mind.
Without the law,
I got it on my mind.
It been good to me.
I got it on my mind.
In every day,
I got it on my mind.
In every night,
I got it on my mind.
I get down on my knees. I talk to Jesus. I talk to Jesus. I got it on my mind. Whenever you see me raise my hand. Whenever you see me clapping my hand. I got it on my mind. Whenever you see me praying a little prayer. I got it on my mind.
I got it on my mind.
Whenever you see me wringing my hands and crying, I got it on my mind. He's been good to me. Shut you, been good to me. Whenever you see me giving up the right for the wrong, I got it on my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever you see me go down on my knees and talk to you, I testify, I got it on my mind. I got it on my mind. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been so good. He's been good to me. I got Jesus. I got it on my mind. Let me tell you what he done for me. So many times, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around.
Because it's the old saints' praise. I want my daughter Benita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
All right.
You will find Him not too busy to hear.
He's past. I was a small boy, I used to hear a song on the radio called Sweet Home. Come on, Deborah, sing it for me.
Sweet Home.
Sweet Home.
Go ahead, sir.
I remember
to have the testimony, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that was set up and testified. And before she gave her testimony, she was singing songs that said evil. She was saying, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God. Come on, Jane.
My whole body. My whole body, my whole body belongs to God.
My mind belongs to God.
My heart belongs to God.
My hands, they belong to God.
And both of my feet, they belong to God.
The Anointed One.
It's just one more day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, don't rush, keep the pain. I'm focused on my goal. I need to tell the story.
another level in 2019. Catch the wave.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Who do I think I am? I just might wave my hand. I just might scream out loud. So much to shout about. I'm glad you call me now. I'm justified and I'm qualified and I'm glorified. Still don't know why you paid the price, but I love you for the rest of my life.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
Jesus, when they thought I was gone, you brought me back home. Now I'm running, but Jesus can't hold me down. I got power now, I got a whole gang of angels around me now. From the crown of my head, the soles of my feet. Oh Lord, you keep blessing me.
I'm say.
Everybody can lift your hands right now and say these words. Born again.
Yeah. Born again.
I'm born.
I've been born again.
You changed my heart.
You changed my heart.
Cleansed my soul.
I've been born again.
Can somebody lift your hands? Say it tonight.
I've been born again.
How many of you know that God changed your heart?
Changed my heart.
And cleansed your soul.
And he cleansed my soul.
I've been born again. Can we do it one more time? Everybody say, born again.
About
The wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
long as they praise in God's name, it's all right with me. The congregation's going to be in for a surprise come Sunday.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I expect you to be there, too.
I suppose you noticed how the choir has grown.
I was just saying how good they are.
I also suppose you plan on enforcing the rules in the bylaws that says all members of the choir must be baptized and take Bible study classes.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darren.
Okay, Lil Darren.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello,
I'm trying to reach Clarence.
Yeah, this Clarence.
How you doing, Clarence? This is Thaddeus, man. I'm over at the church, man, Mount Baptist Church, where you're a member of, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. Hey, I'm with the Gems, man, and you actually came to this past Easter service, correct?
You with the who?
Gems, the Gems. That's God's Eyes Missionary. And basically what we do is we watch what's going on, you know, in the church, who's coming, who hasn't come. And, you know, I don't mean any harm, but this, if my records indicate me right, through, my God's Eyes Ministry, the Gems, looking at my books, looks like you, this is your first time at the church this year, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what can I do for you?
Okay. Now, when Pastor asked for all the visitors to stand, you actually did not stand, correct?
No, I'm a member.
Because you're a member. There we go. Now, you still work for you work for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we've done is we've averaged it out that you.
What is this? I mean, what is this about?
Okay, I'm on my way to it. So you probably are you averaging about what between $40,000 and $50,000 on a yearly basis over there with?
I mean, yeah, something like that, but, yeah, go ahead. What's the problem now?
See, what we're looking at, since you are a member, because, see, you did not stand when he said all members, and, see, you did not stand up, which you right there are making the, you're clarifying that you are a member, and you're making about, we're going to roughly say, about $45,000 a year, which means 10% is $4,500. Now, we looked at the books. And notice that you put in $50 in the church on this past Easter on Sunday. Now, if you put $50 in, you're nowhere close. See, when you're going to start cutting into this $4,500 that you ought to be paying, your tithes?
Wait, what's your name?
I, like I said, sir, my name is Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Will a man rob God, yet ye have robbed me, where
but
in tithe and in offering?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. You got all this stuff going on in the church. You got hungry people. You got people that need salvation and whatever. But you calling me about some money that I haven't given to the church?
Well, see,
and that's what your ministry does. Y'all spend all morning calling people.
My job, sir, as a GM, God's Eyes Ministry, my job is to keep an eye on what's going on at the church. Now, when are you going to start cutting into your tithe? You $4,500 that we – see, this is why we can't get the extra wing that pastor wants to put on because people like you. This is why
– But you know what? Man, you got to – hold on a second. First of all, let me explain something to you, brother. Thaddeus or whatever the ministry you are with.
Thaddeus.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, hey, I don't even have to explain this to you, but let me explain something to you. All right. This is a one-job household. This is all we do. This is a one-job household. My wife don't work, but my wife comes to church every Sunday, and she pays the tithes. Now, have you checked, as a gym ministry, have y'all looked at her tithes?
Her tithes ain't got nothing to do with you. You understand? You have to pay your tithes. Will a man rob God, yet ye have robbed? You are robbing the Lord, Brother Clarence.
you know what, man? You know, that's, you know, and you wonder why people don't come to church all the time. You know, how are you going to tell me that I could be giving my tithe somewhere else?
I am the secretary. I am the GM's secretary, God's Eyes Ministry, and my eyes have shown me that you've only given $50. You're making $45,000.
You
are 45.
Some dude from the church.
What's his dude name?
I don't know. That is something. I'll tell you nothing.
Who was?
Yes, I have, but that's not none of their business.
I know.
What does it have to do with him calling people and asking them if they're paying their
tithes? I got this. Let me handle it.
Are you sure you?
Yeah. You know, I got it. I know.
Who was that, sir?
That's my wife. Has been paying. That's my wife. Been paying our tithes. That's right.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
I don't have nothing in my books that say y'all paid $300.
No, we paid.
Not
if she said we paid $300, we paid $300.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When are you going to start cutting into this 45? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. That is what you are doing, sir.
Well, you know what? You robbing me right now. You robbing me right now of my time. Where I could go out. I got to be at work. I can't even go get dressed right now because I'm on the phone with you. I have to be at work in half an hour. You robbing me right now of my time.
Let me ask you something. Can you bring your tax return into so I can take a look at it?
My tax return? You know, I tell you what. I bring my tax return if everybody else bring their tax return. If you bring your tax return and Pastor bring his tax return, then I'll bring my tax return. We can have a tax return party.
When will your tax return? When can you fax it to me?
Are you serious? I mean,
if it's not too much to ask for, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. The next time you do come to church, we're gonna pat you down because we're gonna have to figure out.
Oh, hold on. You gonna pat me down the next time I come to church?
And then lay hands on you.
Okay, let me ask you this: Are you on salary at the church?
What does that have to do with anything?
I need to know what you tithe.
Look, it ain't got nothing. When you gonna bring your $4,500 down so we can add it, so we can get the wing put on? I'm part of the gyms. You bring your money down here, Clarence.
Listen here, dog. Let me tell you something. I don't know who you are. I don't know what this ministry is.
I'm with the gyms. When can we expect?
Listen, man, I don't care. You know what? Let me tell you. I don't care anything about your gym ministry. I don't care about you, man. I don't care about any of that.
When
you
gonna pay this 10%, man?
Let me tell you something, dog. Just for real. Don't call my house no more with this stuff. You about to make a brother go off. I mean, seriously. In this economy, you talking to me about me tithing $50? I'm trying to put a daughter through college. I'm trying to send a son through private school, and I can't get that done. I'm trying to keep the lights on.
What
here,
do that have to do with the church?
I already told you. I'm getting ready to hang up, and if you want to meet me and whatever you're going to do and whatever, then that's fine. So
I need to tell you something else about your job,
man,
too.
You ain't going to tell me nothing about my job. You don't have to tell me my job.
I need to tell you something about your job.
Dude, I'm gonna hang up this phone.
Is there a man named Chapman at your job?
Yeah, I know. Yes, Chapman at my job.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's been there too.
No, wait a minute. Chapman is the one that got me to call you.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
You're listening to Breakfast with
the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
If religion was a thing that money could buy,
rich man would live,
but I'm glad
God
in his own
way,
goodbye.
Rich man would leave.
Rich man would leave.
and it's time to lay down and die.
Eternal life. the sky. Hallelujah.
Somebody said it's coming back real soon. No man know the day or the hour. And maybe morning, night, or noon.
What you gonna do? 'Cause it's fever. You've got the hottest DJ in the game coming through your speakers.
Turn it up, baby.
It's the Anointed One.
But I'm thinking of so many of my friends that's gone on. I want Greg to come around. I feel something. Greg, come around and just sing a verse.
In the blood,
as the Lamb.
for Jesus lifting me up. I confess some of my struggles and pain. You are mine. I've had some good days, some of them full of tears. But Jesus never left me alone. He said, come home, my child. You can go home.
it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
You're listening to
The Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Favorite song.
Well, I'm down for my Messiah.
Way out.
the precious blood. I found healing. That's my portion. It's in the precious blood. The healing flows in the blood. Yes, it is in the blood. By His stripes we are healed. From all sickness and pain. Healing flows in the blood. Yes, it is in the blood. By His stripes we are healed. That's my portion in the precious blood of the Lamb of the Lamb. I've found redemption. That's my portion in the precious blood. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Say, I found redemption. That's my portion. It's in the precious blood. I found redemption. That's my portion. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Redemption flows in the blood. Yes, it is in the blood. Oh. We have redemption. Through the blood of the Lamb. Redemption flows.
It gets hard.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds from the
From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From Moore's Hill. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called and the deacon board and had a meeting as well as Pastor Stoll's. And they didn't have a meeting, and they come to the understanding that they're going to ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is, and want you to just, I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church?
Well, that's what they come up with. Now we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church.
Well,
what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about it, people not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
but I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is that we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make is what I'm saying.
What I make is my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to be to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or they mama.
Well, we gonna pray for, and we gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Mars Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Mars Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called up.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me. No,
I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids and they troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday? You wasn't there.
I wasn't at church because I had overslept, and why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
It's time to
Kick it old school with another throwback jam.
Clap your hands.
You're listening to The Anointed One.
worship. Get those hands up. Come on and bless them. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You know God told Noah to build the ark and let the people know. While the doors are open, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna
pour. While the doors are open, yeah.
God's keeping
to close
the door.
Joy, joy, joy. Now I've got joy down in my soul.
life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply. Tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't like. And if it does, you can rise above.
makes me sad to think about the conditions of the world today. Children taking guns to school, killing each other. Lord have mercy. Every time I think about it, I just can't help myself. I can't help but to cry. Children killing parents. No respect for each other or anybody else. It makes me sad to think anybody could ever have thought taking prayer out of school was a good thing to do. Every time I think about it, it brings sadness to my heart. It makes me tell people everywhere I go, that's all you gotta do.
Watch while you pray.
It's not like it used to be, when you could leave your doors open and just go to sleep. Now you have to lock your doors and make sure every window is shut. Lord have mercy. It's a shame when you go by the church and see the bars on the church windows trying to keep the thieves out. You just can't get in your car and drive anymore. Somebody might carjack you. It makes me sad to think about it. And that's why I want you to remember
wherever you go,
wherever you do,
watch while you pray.
Lord have mercy.
Watch while you pray.
Drugs and disease, alcohol, AIDS, war and rumors of war. It makes me sad to think about the conditions of the world. The Bible is being fulfilled every day. Sign of the judgment everywhere. The whole world is in a terrible condition. People refuse to pray. But I'm begging with tears in my eyes. And I want you to do this for me, America. Please do this for me, wherever you go. What's wrong with the world today? Undoubtedly the world was clean, but they wasn't watching.
Watch while you pray.
New York, Pennsylvania.
Watch while you pray.
Washington, D.C.
Watch while you pray.
Undoubtedly they were praying.
What?
my Bible tells me to watch.
Watch while you pray.
Watch while.
Please watch while you pray.
Watch while you pray.
Oh, it makes me sad to think.
Watch while you pray.
People in this world today have forgot about who was in charge.
Watch while you pray.
I'm trying to tell you.
Never die. Oh, surely and it's straining. They're trying to make ends meet. But what they didn't know is to keep trusting Jesus. The more you can ask for at his feet. If you be strong and hold on, keep the faith. Don't ever stop running that ring. I know he didn't bring me.
Your way, I'll do whatever it takes.
And it feels like windows deep to the top. I wanna see my angel on my side. Man, it feels just like feels like feel like Mike Jack went moonwalking, never came back. Prince met the king, Aaliyah sent 4 pages back. A penny with Pac, you never get him. Paul Walker found it behind the pedal. And just like Nate Dogg, I'm pretty loud that all my dogs go to heaven. Whether you want your 9 to 5 or you trying to stay alive, home just sort of feels like homie in the pen, got no ink in his pen. One collect call feel like got a cap and gown or a bell in the gal. Mama hella proud, she's there a few more. They trying to sell you the cool, they trying to sell you these lies, they trying to sell you a song, I'm trying to sell you the sky. No, bottles pop and it feel like windows deep to the top. I wanna see my angels so much time. Man, it feels just like feels like Muhammad Ali had a match made in heaven. David Bowie met the good Revan. I hear it's much nicer when Whitney Houston leads the choir. John Lennon in their white linen, James Dean in their white denim. And just like Marlon Wayans, I pray the 6 feet and go to 6 miles. Whether you get it from the good Lord or the drug Lord, everybody want that. Whether you get it from the bar or you're trying to raise the bar, everybody want a taste of that. Every great thing to die before their time, or close their eyes while staring at their crime. The devil is a cop and the cop is a liar. I'll take the wings over chariots of fire. I'm nice with what?
No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish.
Get involved. Your boarding pass is waiting at mission432.com.
Feel like
it's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah. open up the next letter. That letter was from my doctor. I took some tests the other day, and I was nervous. But when I opened up my letter, all my tests were so good. Ain't that good news? Ain't God a good God? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If they got approved for the scholarship or not, I got good news that the same God that's in my life.